Okay.
Yep, we're good.
All right, welcome everyone. Appreciate you being here. Today is December 18th, 1 week before Christmas. Hope you all have a Merry Christmas and enjoy just spending the time with your families during this holiday season. By way of information, I think it's noteworthy to note that Trustee Harvey lost his mother last week, and our thoughts and prayers of mine have been with him and his family, and I'm hoping that others will join in with that. That's a hard thing to happen. I lost my mother a few years ago, so I feel I understand somewhat of the feeling, even though every relationship is different. It's a tough thing to go through. So, Trustee, do you have any updates for us on funeral services or anything?
Just she was in pain for a long time. So sometimes it's nice to know they're in pain or without pain. But it's still it's a wonderful time to grow. Thank you.
Do you have plans for funeral services?
Oh yeah, yeah. She's in transit right now from Huntington Beach, and will be here either Wednesday or Thursday. We're looking at Friday in the Salt Lake Cemetery. She hasn't been in Ogden for more than 50 years, and so I don't know that anybody remembers her. And they're just some brothers and sisters in Salt Lake, and that's where her parents were, so it makes it pretty easy. Just kind of a nice thing. Not to put a damper on that, though, but we got word on Friday afternoon that Jane's sister's husband also unexpectedly passed. So we've been in Idaho all weekend with that. It's just, it makes you examine what's really important. So have a wonderful Christmas time with your family. So.
Okay. All right, public comment. Anybody from the public like to comment here? I don't see anybody other than board members. So board members, anything under public comment? Okay, seeing none, consent items. Request for approval of the minutes for the meeting held on November 13th. Request for approval of the bills to be paid. The warrants number 321 through 332. The amount of $57,353.26, and the request for approval of the 2018 meeting calendar.
I move that we approve the consent item.
Okay.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to approve the consent items as read. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Rachel, on the attorney, why don't you start right off, and I'll let you go down the list, starting with the 1989 bond.
1989 bond, you'll recall a couple months ago, you guys authorized me to seek to settle this for $15,000. I think that we determined that we owed somewhere around, was it 22?
22.
That we decided. Mm-hmm. And they just had been really slow to respond. Well, I did get word that they've accepted the $15,000, which is great, because that's less than we owed. We'll be able to just get it cleared up, and it won't be hanging over our heads. So they are eager to finish this out by year's end, as are we. I don't need actually any further action from you guys, because you guys already approved that. I'm going to put together a very simple settlement agreement, just so that it shows that this is in satisfaction of the debt, and that there's no more coming after us for anything. I'm going to have that prepared this week and just work through Paul to get this executed and finalized. The annexations, we've got resolutions in the action items to have you approve both of those today. The summit one, we had approved it last time, but I didn't have an annex or a resolution ready, so we've got that. And then the Sheep Creek one, we had to wait and have a protest period. Now, did you guys get any protests at all? Zero protests. So we're ready to proceed on that one once we have the resolutions there. Paul and Carrie are working on getting an official plat put together that meet the requirements required for these sorts of annexations. And once we have all that put together, we will send together the whole package to the Lieutenant Governor, get his certification, and then we record it with the county, and then it's done. So we're moving forward on that. The last item, so anyway, we do need resolutions on those, but I believe they're down here under action items, so we'll do those in a second. The last one is the reissuance of a check to Alvin Kobe. Now, this one Carrie might want to speak to, but I believe in your pocket I saw at, what number was it, 7? Alita Kobe found an old check written out to her dad for $600 that apparently was not cashed. And she wants the check reissued so that she can cash it.
She just go cash it.
Yeah, why not try? I'm surprised, actually. She's looking for a reissuance. If she's got a check, she could just go see what the bank will do.
Right. Well, it is drawn off a key bank, and there is no longer...
That's probably why. That's why.
We are with Wells, not key bank anymore.
So what she says in her letter is, you know, she checked the Utah unclaimed property list and shows it hasn't been sent there. That is... technically how these things work. If someone doesn't cash a check, it doesn't mean you don't still owe them the money. You're supposed to give it up to the state as unclaimed property. And so that's what she's referencing there. The hard thing here is our records are so bad that, you know, what I would normally advise is, like, let's look back and see if this really was cashed or if there was another check issued or any, you know, anything like that, but...
could very well be that there was something else issued at some point.
Right, that he lost it and we reissued it, but to go through the effort to prove that would be extremely difficult, and especially because our records aren't great. And if this is not a bank we even bank with anymore, you know, the banking records would not be there. So, I don't have really good advice on this one. You could. I guess what I'm saying is, it's up to you guys if you want to tell her no or yes. And if she says no, she might fight us on it. And so that's what risk you want to take there. How hard do you want to fight it?
Just so you know, what this $600 were for, this was a particularly egregious monthly charge that was eliminated when the county took over this board. It was literally an appearance fee for Dr. Kobe.
Oh, really?
$600 a month to sort of show that, sit there and just say a few things historically. There was something...
there was an agreement.
There was something going on.
Like a consulting or something?
It was a meeting fee. There were entanglements that weren't entirely clear at that time. No, it was an appearance fee.
I wondered that myself, whether this was legitimate, but, it, you know... if it was the agreement at the time, that's...
I'm not sure there is an agreement at the time.
I don't, but that being
not
said,
like
whether
a written
there's
agreement, but
whether there's a written agreement or even a handshake or a verbal agreement, I think from a court, from a court standpoint, even if it's a verbal thing, you got it. That can be. It's not worth the fight.
That's not worth the fight. Like I said, what I normally would have advised is go back and see if you could find proof that this was maybe reissued or cashed, but that's just really not an option. So
it's not an action item that I understand, so it really doesn't need a motion, correct?
I'm good with the reissuance of the check personally.
I know that we don't have a lot of money, but I think if we made the agreement or this board made the agreement, I say we don't fight it. And we just move forward.
We haven't heard the last of Alita either. This might not be the time to pick a fight over this with her.
As frustrating as it is, that's kind of what I think.
The reason I didn't make it an action item is that I didn't feel the urgency. So I wanted to give you a chance to look at it, consider it, give us direction, and then we can...
you could make it an action item for our next meeting.
Exactly.
Well, you could just write the check. I don't think you need a motion to... what we want to do. But it sounds like you don't feel good about, or you don't want to do it, Paul.
I'm taking the devil's side. I don't want to do it, but you know, that's not my choice. I'm glad to follow whatever direction I'm given.
It's to me the $600, if she's got it and she's... it's... once you have the check, that's a contract. Mm-hmm. So she was issued a check. To me, it's not worth, even though morally it might be the right thing to do to fight it over, but it's not.
the $600 isn't worth the time. Mm-hmm. That you would spend, I think, a lot more than $600 fighting it.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately.
I mean, we might spend more than that just trying to look through records of trying to figure out whether it was legit or not.
So, while I'm
frustrated that she came forward with it because I think it's petty, but what do you do?
Yeah, that's right.
You make her surrender the check?
And she said she would give it back as soon as we reissue a new check to the...
Sure hope it comes in certified mail.
Alvin Kobe Trust.
Or hand-delivered.
Yeah.
Sure hope it comes in certified mail or hand-delivered, so we make sure we get it.
I'll give it. We'll give it to Bob, and we'll make Bob do it.
Do a hand exchange.
Yeah. Meet under the viaduct.
Okay. Let's go.
So that's it. You have your direction.
I have my instructions.
Okay. All right. What else? Rachel,
I'm done.
Okay.
Paul? I'm going to, one more Alita thing, just to put you over the top, gentlemen. This is a draft. Rachel, bottom from Alita. This came from her on December 1st, Christmas greetings. You know, wondering about the status of getting paid on water connections on lot one. She noticed the house was being built. True. My response up top, draft. I have not sent this. So, you know, I'll make that abundantly clear to you. I held it until I get direction from this board. I have outlined what has happened, what has transpired, and what we've collected fees on. The reason that it was in question for me is that, of course, the contract did not go into effect until January of this year with Alita. But then there's the old contract that specified that we pay $2,000 connection per lot that we collect connection fees on. I consulted with Chris Crockett about this because I knew that he had a working understanding of both sides of this because he helped us get through at least the initial negotiation on all of this stuff. It was his recommendation that if we collected monies back in 2016, that we should honor that. And of course she hadn't caught on to lots 42, 35, and 50. She was only keyed in on lot one because she saw a house being built. So that's what I'm proposing to send on to Alita as a response to her inquiry. And I'm looking for your input and or nod to do so.
You know what? I love the fact that you're forthright, and that shows that we're going to do the right thing, whether she caught it or not. Mm-hmm. And it also, by doing that in number one, it shows that your number two is obviously can be substantiated. Mm-hmm. So I commend you for your integrity. I would say if there's any other comments, I think it sounds reasonable.
What do we owe under the new agreement?
Nothing yet.
Nothing.
We have,
I know, but what per lot?
Two, three. 3,000
per lot. So it's more under
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with what your response there, Paul. I think it's good.
Okay.
Let's get it done, get it taken care of.
Okay. I will hit send on this then with your consent, Ben.
So in 2017, we haven't there's been no connection fees.
In the original district.
Uh-uh.
That's
so
all that agreement ties to.
A lot at the top of the hill. The one that's under construction now that has a building permit that's...
Lot one.
No, there's another one.
Moyle is one, and number 35, which is on there, is Carton.
Got it.
And that was, they were all done last year in November and October.
Okay. I'm good with this, Paul.
Okay. Very fine. I'll hit send. Thank you very much.
Point of just information for me, this Moyle deal, he came in with a lot of other things. This is just one of many connections that he's wanting.
Yeah.
Just to know, just to be specific with that name, because he was a person who was in attendance 2-3 meetings ago.
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
He stays in touch with me, and he knows how I feel. And as he doesn't like my opinion, you hear from him.
Okay.
All right.
Rating case. Or budget rate increase.
Okay, so the budget that we have in that, and I'm more than pleased to, you have back in your board packet, and it's folded. I think everybody has one now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
all
folded
in there.
Budget. Mm-hmm. If you'd like, I'll take you through the budget. If you don't, it's been pared down to try to keep rates somewhat reasonable. And I'll tell you. I'll tell you just quickly what I've eliminated when I find my sheet. That's good. I'm well organized here. I'm so well organized. I can't find my sheet. We have what's included in this budget is the cost of we're bearing the full cost of the manager now this year, whereas before Summit paid half, so we're out of that deal. We're paying, we have included in here the cost of renting an office space at $1.50 a square foot for about 500 square feet. I don't know if that exists or not. I took 500 square feet because I thought that was a reasonable size for two people to occupy. We have telephone. That's all under, where did mine go?
It's all under Where Did Mine Go? Which tab is that?
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Can I have yours? Yeah.
Right there, Paul.
All right, but I had one.
Oh, okay.
I'll borrow his, and then I can tell him. I can tell you. Okay, so let me take you to the top. The water income, the water reservation, the sewer reservation, and the sewer... service or sewer service charges are increased from the November based upon the rates that we're recommending that you embrace. The financial audit was shown at $3,500. It's up to $4,000. That's an independent, which is required by the state. That's an independent review. In other words, Carrie can't review herself. We have to have yet another person, independent of Carrie, review, you know, balance the check.
Checks and balances.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we have to pay for that because we don't have enough people on staff to be able to do that.
Clerk and auditor, got it.
So permits and fees and testing, that's line 70. That's at $3,000. I hope that's enough. The state's coming after us in every direction possible for you got to do this test and that test, and you're in non-compliance with this and that. I mean... they just know how to run it up for us. Thank you very much. And then, of course, an item that you'll act upon favorably, I hope, is line item 80, which is the 24360 is the number coming from Zion's in terms of IFFP impact fee. I've got 22 in here, but that's okay. We can deal with that.
That's per lot?
No.
That's the expense to... perform the study.
To perform the study.
Gotcha.
Totally. You have that under tab 10, if you want to see it. You'll act on that later. Let me say this. When you get in the budget still, when you get down to line 114, 115, 118, 120, repairs to the water system, it's now been pared down, sadly, to $45,000. Repairs to the sewer system have been pared down to $40,000.
From what to what? From what was it?
It was about 160, is what we had.
You're at 25%, roughly.
Yeah, it's sad. But without taking the rates just right through the roof, you know, and as you look at the rates there, I'm even grimacing just a little bit, saying, oh, boy, you know, we're pushing it here. I didn't want to get too far beyond what we had represented in the public hearing. Let's put it that way. We got enough, you know, even though we only had one or two people there, you know, we got enough pushback, but I didn't want to push it too hard. So I've pared these things back to try to balance the budget and keep the rates in a reasonable realm, so to speak. And you'll speak to that in a minute. The waterline replacement got nixed, you know, which is we're just flirting with fate on that. But all of those things were necessary to try to balance the budget. Now, I admit to you, we show right now a revenue reserve, as it's called, of almost $22,000. But I will assure you that this is based upon taxes being what they hopefully will be. It's predicated upon everybody paying their monthly charges. And it's predicated upon all these other costs being where I'm guessing that they might be, with very little history, as you heard me say in the last meeting. So to have that kind of a slush of $22,000, we'll go that fast. We get a glitch and it's gone. So I'm not sleeping well. I'm just saying we can live with it. So that's a quick overview of where we are, sadly, but at least it's a balanced budget. Shall I hit rates while we're at it? Because they seem to be coupled together. The rates are this, and we've had them all over the map, but here's what came out of Friday night, late Friday night. Yes, sir.
Where am I at? Might I turn to in this
tab? Next tab, 9.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got one in your book, but that was highlighted. So here's what Matt Millis and I came up with Friday night, late Friday night.
Matt's from Zions, correct?
Yes, sir. And thank goodness, I am so glad to have him on our team to help us out. It's made a world of difference. This is now more down to a science than just holding your finger in the air and saying it feels good. We had a number of concerns raised by the number cruncher for Summit. We went through those, Matt and I did, and put some more science to this, if you will, more method to it. And what we came up with is we determined that it would be that it's best for us to flatten out the water and the water rate between the two areas for this year only, for 18 only. It will change, but we still don't have enough data for me to be able to scientifically or with any methodology say, I know it's coming, so I'm going to start now. 19 will be a whole different story. Because we'll have a whole different set of criteria. I'll tell you frankly, when I pinned Summit down on the phone midweek last week, I said, "Now, this whole future budget thing, 19 and beyond, is built upon," and we showed you this in the last meeting, that the 313 lots from Phase 2 being platted and recorded in 19. I get this stammering and stuttering. What's his name was on the phone as well as Don. Who's the other guy? Schrotel. Yeah, he was stammering and stuttering. We don't know. We don't think so. And I'm going, it's going to cause us major recalibration if it doesn't happen because, we've got to have a bigger denominator. Well, I don't know. They don't know. They can't say right now. They don't know what they're doing. So at any rate, you see that I only show 18. I'm not taking us out any further anymore because it's just a wild-haired guess. So here's the rates. For the Summit Powder Mountain, the new district, the development area, water, base rate, $63 per month. For the original district, $63 per month. We were at 44, or we are right now, on both of those numbers, and we're going up to that rate per month.
Of course, those will go up again next year, maybe dramatically if the building doesn't happen.
It'll have to. Because like I say, that's why I cut out all of those capital improvements. Lines are going to start blowing out of the ground, and what I was trying not to do was to throw the original district into the $100 range for replacements. Because when it comes right down to it, the replacements are going to happen in the original district, not in the new district. The new district is all new pipe, all new system. It's maintenance. It's the
all new sewer covers.
Yeah.
All new
yeah.
sewer
yeah,
building covers.
Sewer's another thing, but as far as the water system's concerned, they've got the brand spanking new car. Mm-hmm. We've got the 1920 special, you know, okay. with no replacement parts. So that's I'm trying to avoid hurting the original district too badly. Now, as far as the sewer's concerned, it's a different story. Because they have a plethora of pump stations and all kinds of fancy gear that go along with it, which we would love to have on our system. But we're able to justify $64.50 to them per month for the flat rate, and then for the original district, $48.38 per month. Now, as far as the, you read in the letter, as far as the reservation or non-connected fee, we justified 90% up to 90%